With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. President Donald Trump criticized California Governor Gavin Newsom this weekend for his handling of the state's wildfires, blaming the recent infernos on the state's lack of forest management. Cap Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols has this fact check.
Trump claimed in a series of tweets that Newsom has done a terrible job of forest management and that he told the governor he must clean his forest floors to stop these fires. This is a rehashing of the same oversimplified and false attack Trump made last year as fires burned across the state. Notably, it's the federal government and not California that owns the vast majority of forest land in the state. Experts say forest management is not necessarily the driving force in these firestorms. California's strong winds, high temperatures, and dry conditions, accelerated by climate change, are also making them worse. The president's claim ignores these crucial factors again this year. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
By the start of the new year, more than 1 million acres of federal land could be open to oil drilling and fracking in Central California and on the Central Coast. That's thanks to a final environmental impact statement from the Bureau of Land Management. The plan would end a more than 5-year moratorium on leasing federal land in California to oil companies. The analysis found no new notable increase of impacts from fracking. But environmental groups say the plan is an attack on the state's future. Wendy Park is an attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity.
It is going to occur in an area that's already severely burdened by pollution. This part of the state has some of the worst air in the entire nation.
This proposal follows a previous decision to allow fracking on more than 700,000 acres in counties along the California coast. At least one lawsuit by environmental groups is challenging that proposal. A San Francisco man is running for California governor in 2022 to protest Facebook's decision to allow political candidates to run false ads on its platform without any penalty. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols spoke with the candidate and has this report.
Adriel Hampton describes himself as a political activist, one who's pulled a few stunts before. But after he announced his campaign for governor would intentionally run false ads on Facebook, the social media company said he can't exactly do that.
To be singled out for censorship by Facebook, specifically because I'm challenging their broken policies and calling for citizen oversight and democratic oversight and legislative hearings in Sacramento not only is it ludicrous, it's obscene.
Specifically, Facebook says Hampton's ads will be eligible for third-party fact-checking. That means the ads could eventually include warnings that they've been debunked and Facebook could diminish their visibility. Meanwhile, Hampton says other candidates won't be penalized.
So the logic of that is that if you lie about lying, it's okay to run those lies in Facebook, but if you're truthful about lying, you can't lie. You can't run those ads on Facebook.
Amid the Facebook controversy last week, Twitter announced it will stop accepting all political ads. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
A federal lawsuit has been filed over a California law that aims to prevent increased billing costs at dialysis clinics. The lawsuit filed Friday in Santa Ana, California, by two nonprofits and two patients, asked the court to declare the law unconstitutional. The lawsuit says the law will end an American Kidney Fund program that covers insurance premiums for low-income patients with kidney disease and helps reduce these patients' medical costs. The program is funded by dialysis clinics. California passed the law in an effort to deter clinics from encouraging patients to enroll in health plans that give them higher reimbursement rates. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.